Mohammad Daoud Abidi is the chairman of the Afghan National Peace Council, joins us from Los Angeles via telephone. Mohammad Daoud Abidi, we had the Afghan President Hamid Karzai, who recently came back from Qatar after okaying the office to be set up there for the Taliban, saying Taliban leader Mullah Omar could be running for the presidency. And what I'm gathering from what the UK has said, and of course putting the US stance here, haven't they been fighting the Taliban and now they want to make peace with the enemy? Does it make sense to you?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you for giving me the opportunity. Before that, I'd like to send my condolences to the great people of Iran in regards to the earthquake that recently had happened. Our brothers and sisters have suffered there. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help them. Well, secondly, in regards to the Qatar meeting of Mr. Karzai, that was fruitless. There is nothing happening there, because the resistance is not going to talk with Mr. Karzai himself. The reason that the Brits have suggested that there should be discussions and talk of peace with the resistance are four. This is the fourth time the Brits went to Afghanistan. The previous three times they were defeated and kicked out of Afghanistan with humiliation. This time, counting on the U.S. Superior military machine and the strong economic possibility, they went to take revenge from the same Helmand province that Sardar Muhammad Ayub Khan and our beloved Grandma Malala Ana badly defeated them. The third, the Brits' role and gain in the current Afghan war is very, very limited. They did what they could to be effective in this war. Even sent Prince Harry to boost the morale of the defeated British military, painting him to the world as a lionheart. But when they saw that even their friends acted as a jackal, they realized that they were wrong once again in Afghanistan. They now decided that they should beg the Afghan armed resistance to allow them to flee Afghanistan without too much loss on the way out. This recommendation of talking peace with the armed resistance is not because now the British have a change of heart in regards to Afghanistan, but because now for the fourth time they realize that it was not them alone that were defeated in Afghanistan for the third time and three times. For the final time, now only them, not only them, but the whole world realized that no power in this world can defeat the will of a nation that loved their religion, country, and people very dearly. And every one of them have realized, and every Afghan is ready to die for their freedom and religion. Now, my suggestion to all the occupation forces is to not wait until the last minute. Get out of Afghanistan now while they can. Don't let the experience of Jagdalak and Saigon repeat in your history, the occupation forces. Because Afghans are ready to die and fight to the last minute, to the last man and woman and children. This suggestion of the people in the military commission of the British government is because they have realized that there is no way that they can win the war in Afghanistan. So now their soldiers, their military might is surrounded by the Mujahideen. As you have, might have heard that recently four or five containers of their military might that was passing through Peshawar, Landi Kotal, it was attacked by the Mujahideen and it, they could not make it through. Some of them got burned and some others returned and went back. Therefore, they are suggesting that.
Right.
That is the whole idea. They just want to have a safe passage. That's the whole idea for this recommendation.
Very well. Thank you very much. Mohammad Daoud Abidi, chairman of the Afghan National Peace Council there from Los Angeles.